Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Kroll. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Kroll. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to second. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll juggles the ball. That's an error on Kroll. Verdon moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Verdon scores. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Jim Bethke now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 7-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Alley now playing shortstop. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bethke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarani is hit by the pitch. Alley moves to second. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bethke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bethke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethke is 0 for 1 in the game. Bethke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Bobby Clouse now playing shortstop. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Clendenin reaches third base with a triple. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing third base. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski catches it and throws to first to double up Lewis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing center field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Gonder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alley. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Alley steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. Two outs. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Jim Bethke. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Miller now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Verdon out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 9-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.